It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster, your host for the Voices of Courage show. Today, my show is all about thriving. So what does it mean to thrive? Well, it means to prosper. It means to flourish, but it means something else. It means to develop well. And to develop well, we really need to have a foundation to live from. So what's that foundation that creates success in all areas of life, especially in business? Well, I say it's this. I say it's wisdom, it's courage, and it is truth and love. Now, those are kind of soft business skills, but those are the skills that we really need if you want to take your business to the next level. You know, wisdom comes from where? Seeking truth. Courage is developed by doing things that you've never done before. And love comes from getting outside of yourself to give back to others in greater ways. I'm going to be discussing this and so much more right after the break. So let's do that.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Seasons Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back. Today the show is called The Courage to Thrive in Business. And I'm just wondering if you have an interest in maybe accelerating your success. Well, if you do, I want to tell you about a new book that's coming out. And this is a book that I wrote, and we're going to release it for everybody in December. We started a release earlier in the year, and then we stopped because of everything that was going on. So the book is called The Courage to Change Everything. And that book is a book that I researched for about 7 years. And what did I research? I researched the minds of the most successful, wise, loving people on our planet. And I condensed their books into some simple daily strategies and questions that you can ask yourself every single day, spend about 10 minutes a day, to be able to tune into that inner wisdom that's within yourself, but also more, I don't know if it's more important, but it is important to get the information and the wisdom of those that have really created a lot of success in their business and their life. So listen, whether you're feeling stuck, you feel like a failure, you feel like things are, you could really progress faster in your life, maybe there's financial burdens, maybe there's poor relationships, whatever it is, the information available in this book is information that will help you to really take your life and your business to the next level. You know, the some of the benefits of this book is it is a mind accelerator. Now, what is that? Well, the mind is the cause of your success and the mind is the cause of your bondage. So what if you could get rid of those limiting beliefs that you have that are really stopping your success? The information that you need, the wisdom and the strategies are in that book for you to open up your mind in different ways. It's going to actually open up the doors to higher perception and greater possibilities for you. And what's that going to do? Well, I believe that, you know, it's going to help you to make better choices, wiser choices, choices that will empower you to take your life to the next level. It's also, if you follow the formulas in this book, it's going to unleash your creativity in ways that will help you overcome any challenge. And most importantly, it's going to help quicken your success. So you can get it at courage2change.us, courage2change.us. And I do know this, if you practice the principles that are in this book, your life's going to get better. So again, courage2change.us. All righty. I would like to introduce my first guest today. And his name is Michael Seip. Michael is the author of Avida, the Avida Principle to be exact. And he has enjoyed a successful 30-plus year career in mergers and acquisitions and business development as the founder of Crosspoint Capital. In that capacity, he's consulted with and evaluated over 5,000 companies and has provided advisory service for approximately $500 million in business sales involving hundreds of companies. So, Michael, welcome to the show. I'm so glad to have you.
Thanks, Ken. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Listen, man, I am glad you're here because there is so much, you know, I'm talking about thriving. And right now, you know, a lot of people are thriving and a lot of people aren't, right? It's kind of a dichotomy here. Some businesses are shut. They don't know what to do. They're in doubt and uncertainty and have no idea what to do. Other businesses seem to be making billions of dollars and millions. So what's going on, man? What's happening in business, you know?
Well, what has happened is something we never, ever would have anticipated in our business planning, which is that that we'd have to deal with government shutting our businesses down and putting the restrictions that there have been on businesses. And so we have this massive dislocation of business, massive changes, because some, as you mentioned, can function, others can't. Disneyland is in trouble, but construction companies, for example, in my state are booming. So it depends on what industry sector people are in. The stock market with the top technology companies doing great, but Main Street, mom and pop manufacturing, distribution, business services, maybe not so much. So it's a real difficult and fragmented situation.
It really is. And, you know, I was thinking the other day about 2008, 2010, when we had so many businesses shut down, you know, how people were losing their houses, their jobs and everything. And in the height of that, there seemed like there was a lot of opportunity for business and for personal wealth. Do you see the same thing in this market, or is it something different this time?
Well, it's kind of like a checkers game. You know, you move one piece and it changes the whole board. And so we had a whole board that got reshuffled, but there's definitely major opportunities for innovation in many industries. Some industries, unless this corrects itself soon, are going to be in long-term or maybe forever trouble. But a lot of industries have tremendous opportunities to reinvent themselves, to to look at the issues that their customers are really facing and to come up with new offerings and products and services, or to come up with new operating practices that make the business more efficient and more profitable. So it's a great time for design work if an entrepreneur has the appetite for that.
You know, there is just so much going on right now. You know, when you talk about the market, the stock market, what, you know, one day they're up down 500, the next day they're up 1,000. I mean, what is going on with that market, do you think?
Well, your next guest will probably be able to speak.
I'm going to talk to Morgan about the same thing.
You might want to talk to Morgan about that one. I think we've got a whole bunch of people across the country that are scared, and they're making decisions that may or may not be rational based on the fear they're carrying. And some of that's investment, and, you know, they go kind of where they can go. But there's so much volatility because emotions are like a roller coaster all over the place as well.
That's great. Well, listen, you wrote a book. It's called the Avida Principle. Let's talk a little bit about that. Why did you write that, and how do we apply that in today's marketplace?
Sure. So I'm a Christ follower, so I'm a Christian, and the book is definitely a Christian orientation. It doesn't mean that it doesn't have value and merit to anyone of another faith persuasion, but it does happen to be written from a Christian perspective. And so part of the thing that drove the writing of the book was that in my coaching work, because not only am I an M&A advisor, but I also have one of the largest Christian CEO coaching communities in the country. And in my conversations with executives and CEOs, the question that kept coming up is really like, so what's the point? And why are we doing all of this, whatever we're doing in business? And And it seems like the things that I want to do, I can't get done. And I'm always running behind and I'm always stressed. And, you know, I just life just doesn't seem to be going that well. Some things I'll get going great and others not so great. How do I do this? And so typically the answer that people have to this, which is sort of a common everyone knows answer, which is, well, you ought to have a balanced life. Well, the problem with that is, number one, it's impossible. And number two, it isn't even what anyone would really strive for if you think about it. I mean, a balanced life is like average. So it's like the best of the worst of the best. It's mediocre. And the Bible talks about mediocre and lukewarm and how unattractive that is to Jesus. So I got to looking at it further and I said, well, what's a better approach to this, which is turns out to be the idea of integration. So I began to look at what it would mean to have an integrated life. And there's actually not a whole lot of writing about that. It seems like there ought to be, but most of the writing is really circular. Sort of says, well, an integrated life is one in which everything's integrated, which really wasn't very helpful. So fast forward, I did a whole bunch of historic research and biblical research and research into ancient Hebrew. And what I found was there was a word that actually encapsulated the concept of an integrated life. And that word is avodah, or as I've sort of Americanized it, avada. But that word in Hebrew actually means three things simultaneously. One, it means work. It also means worship, and it means service. And it means those three things at the same time. And there's a reason that that's possible because of the pictographic nature of ancient Hebrew. But that's the picture of an integrated life, a life that incorporates work, worship, and service. And that's what the book's about.
That's awesome, man. Well, listen, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to dive a little deeper into the book and exactly what type of service we're talking about. Let's dive into that. We're going to take a quick break.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
I'm a diabetic. I need to maintain healthy glucose levels so I can live normally and still enjoy my day-to-day life. Curalin is a 100% natural supplement that helps me do exactly that. Curalin promotes healthy glucose levels, energy, sleep, and proper body function. I try to make the right choices, but Curalin keeps me controlled even if I indulge in a naughty treat here and there. It's how I plan to stick around for my family.
Get $20 off Curalin. Visit CuraLife.com and use coupon code COURAGE.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Today, our show is called The Courage to Thrive in Business. I'm speaking with Michael Seip. Michael is the author of The Avida Principle, and he's also the founder of the 10 Times Catalyst Groups, which helps entrepreneurs to grow profitable and thriving businesses. So, and it's based on biblical principles, which I love. That's awesome, man. All right. So, you know, right now, there are a lot of business owners, you know, in their 60s, the 70s. They're kind of worn out. They're tired. They don't know what to do. What's your advice to them?
Sure. I think that this is a very unique situation, much different than the last recession, because at that point, the folks that you're speaking about right now were 10 years younger. And so they were more resilient and they had more years ahead and the opportunity to rebound. Well, right now, those same people had just actually sort of recovered from the last recession, were beginning to rebuild, things were doing well, and now get hit again. So this is a real gut punch for 60, 70 year old men and women running companies, because they have a real critical decision to make here. Do I have the intestinal fortitude? Do I have the energy to go after this again? And because this, we're going to go into an extended period of very difficult and turbulent times. I think we're on the early stages of a major worldwide depression, and we're just barely beginning to see the impact of what's happened earlier this year. So it's going to be a really difficult time for entrepreneurs. They're great opportunities, but that takes huge creativity and investment of energy. So my friends who are 60, 70 years old have to make a decision. Am I going to go for it? Am I not? And if the answer is, man, I don't really want to do it, I don't have the energy, I just don't want to go after it again for another decade, because it's going to take a decade to recover from this and get it fixed, my recommendation is they stop. They quit, they wind it down, sell it off, whatever, because part of the mistake that people made in the last downturn in 2008 and 2009 is they rode their business into the ground.
And I love what you're saying, because I know there's a lot of young people listening to the show right now, and that's called opportunity. You know, the old guys want to get out. They're done. They're not going to do this again. They want to, you know, so there's opportunity for you to buy those businesses. Absolutely. And take them to the next level.
Yeah. So there's two kinds of buying opportunities right now in the market, in the mergers and acquisitions area where I work, lower middle market companies doing a couple million to 50 million in revenue. First of all, there's distressed opportunities, and those can create a tremendous chance for the young guys you're talking about, or for corporate buyers to buy market share and integrate those businesses quickly into an existing operation and end up being a lot more profitable. The second thing that's also true is that there are businesses that are doing really well in this economy, and they have a very strong COVID-resistant, lockdown-resistant model. Those are excellent acquisitions as well, because you've got a strong platform to grow from. So it's a great time to be a buyer, and it's a great time to be a seller, because if you've got a business that's COVID-resistant, the market is strong for that. There's plenty of cash, plenty of money available for those acquisitions.
That's really good. Well, you know, one of the things with, you know, I'm going to jump around a little bit, but I did say we talk about a little bit about service and what that means to you with regard to business. When you think about service in business, how is this? Is this something we're already doing? Is this something we need to increase? What's going on with that?
So the way that I wrote about it in the book, and the way that I'm actually looking at it, is the mindset around service. And so what's the motive behind service? And there's a number of different motives or perspectives on service. One is, I'm going to serve you because I want something from you. In other words, it's kind of manipulative. The second one is service out of obligation. Well, I just got to do it, you know, that's kind of the Eeyore approach. And I'm going to tell you what a pain it is to do this, but I'm going to do it because I'm noble and I'm just going to buck down and do it. Another type of service is service out of love. And you spoke about that in your introduction. This is genuine care, where a business owner or a leader or a manager or an employee has a sincere love and care for the people that they are called to be able to assist and to help. And if you think about the definition of business, I mean, it's real simple. It's just an offer to provide help. So that's help that comes out of a spirit of love. But then there's a final perspective on service, which is, I think, really missing many times, and that's that service is a privilege. If you think about it, I can only serve you if you grant me the right to do that. I only get a chance to serve because God gave me the opportunity, the right, the skills, the abilities to do it. So service, rather than like some duty or obligation or a manipulative thing, is actually an incredible privilege. And we approach it like that. The dynamics with customers, the dynamics with employees, with vendors, everything changes.
That's really good. Listen, I got to take another quick break. When we get back, Michael, I'd like to really take a little deeper dive into one of the things that you say that people should quit fast. They should quit fast if they're doing something they don't want to be doing, if they're we got a business that's not working for them. I want to address that when we get back. We're going to take a quick break.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Are you out to make a difference? Do you need results? Wasabi Publicity is the perfect PR team to help you take your message to the next level. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for innovative practices, Wasabi works with authors, speakers, and organizations committed to doing good in the world. Wasabi believes conversations change the world. Stories you share shape how you think, feel, act, and how you experience life. Ask yourself if your website, social media, and PR coverage reflect the stories you wish to share in the world. Are you making the difference you want to make? Do you have the results you wish to have? Ken D. Foster, Voices of Courage radio show host, says Wasabi is the best in the business, period. Schedule a complimentary PR consultation with Wasabi CEO Drew Gerber at publicityresults.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to the show. Listen, before I get back to my guest, I want to give a shout out to one of my sponsors. You know, today women in business are helping each other prosper like never before by overcoming stereotypes, networking together, and sharing essential resources. Since 1991, Women's Wisdom, the premier business networking organization for purpose-driven, soul-inspired entrepreneurs, has helped women grow their businesses and become the best version of themselves. Women's Wisdom hosts online events with celebrity speakers, best-selling authors, and business experts dedicated to helping you, the small business owner, expand your opportunities, build new relationships, and get the right referrals. So take your business to the next level and join Women's Wisdom at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. Also, I would like to just thank all of you that are tuning in today. I really appreciate you letting your family and friends and everybody know about this show. This show has grown tremendously because of you, our listeners. So if you would like to make a suggestion on a show topic, I encourage you to write us at viewer@voicesofcourage.com. You can get all the replays at voicesofcourage.us. You can also join our Insiders Club there to get special offerings from our guests and also from me. So I hope you'll take me up on that.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
All right, so we are back with guest Michael Seip. He's the author of The Avida Principle, and we are talking a little bit about why to quit fast if you have a business that's not working or something else in your life. Why is that, Michael?
Well, Ken, you're an athlete. I'm an athlete. I have a military background, all of that. So you're familiar with the phrase, you know, losers never win, you know. Quitters never win. Winners never quit. Quitters never win. All that stuff. So this idea about quitting is just kind of great, right? And so entrepreneurs are kind of like that. We've been through tremendous trials in most businesses. So the idea of quitting is really an anathema for us. But the reality of it is, in this situation, with the age group and demographic that we're talking about, 60, 70 ish age group, and what's ahead. The issue of trying to put a boundary and parameters around assets and do life planning based on a business that may or may not turn around and succeed becomes really serious. So the idea about quitting quick is, if you really don't have the energy to drive the business forward for another decade, in other words, until you're 70, 75, 80 years old, if you don't have the energy to do that, then probably it's time to either quit or redesign and exit.
Okay, well, Leon, once you quit or redesign something to exit, that basically is telling me, you know, most people, even if they're in their late 60s, 70s, and they're going to do something different, they're probably going to stay active and keep doing something. So what do you recommend? How do they reinvent themselves?
Sure, that's a great question. So first of all, if the decision is that you've got the energy to go for it and rebuild it, then stick with it. It's only if you determine, man, this just isn't for me anymore. It's not the right thing for me to do. And then I would suggest that good career counseling makes a lot of sense, whether you're 70 or 80 or whatever, and vibrant and in good health. And I think it makes a lot of sense to get in conversation with other people that can help you determine, okay, what really is next and where am I going to find the most value in life, in my, whatever the next iteration is, which I agree with you, there should be one.
Well, you know, I think of people, a lot of people right now are searching for answers. Some have determined they're going to quit and reinvent themselves. Others are kind of in doubt and uncertainty, wondering what to do. And, it's that big unknown, right? How do people face that unknown with a sense of it's going to be okay?
Sure. One of the things that you commented on in the ad that happened right before this is about women of wisdom. And so peer groups, entrepreneurial peer groups are a great place to go and process this kind of a decision, to process the feelings, to process the things that are going on. Most of the time what we find is entrepreneurs are sort of lone rangers. You know, they just think they can gut it out themselves, figure it out themselves, just take the blows. But this is not a good time for lone rangers. This is a time for community. And so I would suggest that business owners seek out a community where they can engage in really meaningful dialogue and hear others' perspectives on this, and also to have their wild ideas. Well, I think I'll just go do this or that or whatever. Hear those sort of called out for maybe the false plans that they are.
Well, you know what I love about that is, and I've been putting together those groups for many years, and I know you have, you know, and I think it's so important that it's not just pick a group that really resonates, pick a group that resonates with you and also has people that have more experience maybe in you than you, that that they can really add guidance and understanding to what your situation is. I think there's, I've listened to poor advice from people and made terrible mistakes. So I bet you have too.
We don't have enough time on this show for all of those.
Yeah. So I think the groups are important. And, you know, I think one of the challenges people have too is they get stuck in their ways. They feel like, well, this is what I've always done, and you know, like again, that unknown is out there. But how do you help people to get unstuck, or what do you tell them? How do you let go of something that you built up over years, and now it's time to move on? What do you tell somebody?
So the first piece to that really is an identity piece. So if you think about how a lot of people view their business, they view their business as who they are. In other words, they say, I'm a software guy, or I'm a car girl, or whatever it is that their business is, and they identify with that. So I think that's a real problem when you're looking at how to try to change or potentially change. So it's better to back up from that and to first of all say, well, I happen to be in the car business, but that doesn't mean that's my identity. Or I happen to be in the software business, but that doesn't mean my identity is software. I'm actually an entrepreneur. I'm a business builder. I'm a leader. And there's plenty of opportunities for business building and leading. Some of them may be in software or automobiles, but there's other places that my skill set can be used. And so then the question becomes one of praying through and talking through what the different passions are that you actually have. And if you were to envision, you use the word thriving, a great word for that, an encompassing word is shalom. That's an ancient Hebrew word that means flourishing. And so, you know, we're not just talking about economic prosperity here. We're talking about life prosperity. So what would a fully thriving life look like?
You know, I love about that is that, you know, you know, there's so much emphasis on work-life balance, and you addressed that earlier, okay? But, you know, there's not a lot of emphasis right now. You know, we're reinventing ourselves. Everybody's reinventing yourself, whether you're aware of it or not. We all are. And, you know, but that principle of moving into thriving, which really has the, you know, when you move into that principle, from my point of view, is you do have to let go of things. You have to let go of points of view, of people, of places, businesses, all kinds of things to be able to take yourself to the next level. So I'm not telling everybody to let go of all their family and friends. What I'm saying is we really have to get good at letting go and moving on to reinvent. Listen, I just got a few minutes left in the segment. How do people get a hold of you, Michael, and get your book, The Avidel Principle?
Probably the easiest way is through my either through my 10X website, which I think is on the screen there, or you can go to my personal site, michaelksipe.com, and that'll give insights on how to get the book and also speaking and other kinds of opportunities.
Okay, good. And on the screen right now is your 10 times groups, 10timesgroups.com, and just give me a brief intro on what that is.
Sure. These are Christian peer groups. So for CEOs and entrepreneurs, and so they're peer advisory boards and executive coaching boards. They're focused on Christian CEOs. And when you talk about choosing an affinity group to be part of as peers, you know, our members all have a kind of a common general background that's biblically based and faith-based. It's not a religious group, but we have a faith-based background that provides the affinity that allows the discussions to be very meaningful.
That's great. All right. Well, that's awesome. Well, listen, I've got to get on to my next guest. I know you're going to stay on the show for a little bit. And at the end of the show, I'm going to ask both my guests a question that you will not want to miss the answer. This will actually take you and put you into a whole different point of view, is my belief. So I hope you'll stay for that. My next guest coming up, his name is Morgan Christian, and he brings 26 years of investment management experience. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Seasons Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Ken D. Foster, your host today on the show we're calling The Courage to Thrive in Business. And right now in studio with me is my next guest. His name is Morgan Christian. He's the Chief Investment Officer and CEO for Spinnaker Investment Group. Morgan brings 26 years of management experience and has founded and co-founded two investment companies and led several others in that time. His professional credentials include designations as Chartered Financial Analyst, CFA, Certified Financial Planner, CFP, and Certified Divorce Financial Analysis, CDFA. Michael, welcome to the Morgan, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ken, thanks for having me.
You know, I was looking at what some of the questions I'm going to be asking you. I'm really excited to have you. There's a lot of people that really, I think, will benefit from your knowledge and your wisdom. You know, let me just start out. You know, some of the stock investors and stock market skeptics are wondering to what degree the Federal Reserve stimulus effort is going to create a bigger boom or a bust for stocks. Where are we with that?
Yeah, I mean, the Fed is absolutely been a big help to this market. You know, they always say don't fight the Fed, and I would say that is correct. The rates are so low, interest rates. You know, you look at a 10-year Treasury bond at 0.7%. You look at that and you say, well, stocks look attractive at that level. If I can buy the S&P at a 2% yield, that looks attractive. And basically, stocks are, you look at the value of a stock, and you're discounting that value down. The lower the interest rate, the higher the value. So the Fed has absolutely helped this market.
Well, you know, stock market has rebounded from the lows in 2020, and it's almost followed like a lockstep with the Fed's massive liquidity push. When they stop putting that money in, what's going to happen to the market?
That's the big question, right? If that they stop putting market money in, if they stop manipulating the rates and rates start ticking up, you could see the market start to slide downward. Bonds may look more attractive. That also may mean inflation is ticking in. So it could absolutely affect the market because all that cheap money sloshing around is made it very attractive for folks to buy stocks.
Such an interesting time we live in. Yeah, I mean, when you're stimulating the economy with basically borrowed $2 or $5 billion, I never did get the number right, but a whole bunch of money. You know, doesn't that create inflation? Isn't that inflationary down the road?
It is, but not yet. And the reason is there's a term called velocity of money. So we're a fractional banking system here, where you take in a dollar, you lend out 90, you only hold 10 cents, and so what we're trying to look for is that velocity of money, but it's not spinning. So velocity, money comes in, it's only going back out at a 1-to-1 ratio. You start seeing it tick up 2-to-1, money comes in, gets lent out more and more, then that velocity starts to spin, and we can see some inflation. But, you know, when we look at inflation, we're also talking about what the government is showing. I mean, anyone who's written a check for college sees inflation. When you look at healthcare, you see inflation. And in California here, we're looking at that AB5, where, you know, they're trying to adjust the way independent contractors are paid. Well, if that happens, your Uber and your Lyft is going to cost a lot more. So we're seeing inflation, just not in the standard measures.
Well, I see inflation every time I go to the store and buy a bag of groceries and I walk away with what used to be 3 bags in 1 bag. So I do see it in California.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Central bank has moved beyond purchase of government bonds and EFTs and has begun buying individual corporate bonds. Is that seems scary to me, but I don't know what you think about that. I'd like to know what you think is going on with that.
Well, yeah, I mean, the corporate bonds, they don't bother me there because they're buying, you know, Apple, Microsoft, and what they bought versus the size of the bond market is minuscule. I think of more concern possibly there is that they were buying high yield bond ETFs. So that the question there is, that create a moral hazard? In other words, well, we have the backing now of the government, so we really don't have to shore up our books because we don't have to, we're not at risk of defaulting. So I think that concerns me more than the corporate bonds, because from the bonds I noticed that they purchased, they're all high quality names.
Interesting. Well, listen, you know, the federal government's spending billions to invest in individual equities also. So is there such a thing as free markets anymore?
You know, I haven't seen a lot go through in the individual equities, but, you know, that's a good question. I mean, we're going more towards ETFs and funds and passive investing. So, yeah, I think the markets are still pretty free.
You know, I don't think there's a day goes by that somebody doesn't talk to me about their portfolio and what they're going to do or not do. Should they be in cash? Should they be in bonds? Should they be in stocks? Or what? You know, where to go? What are you advising your clients right now?
Yeah, I mean, it really comes down to time frame. So if I'm looking long term, if you're in stocks, I think you're going to do quite well. I think you'll be happy with it in the long run. If you're looking short term, you know, bonds aren't that attractive. And yes, you're not going to earn much in your cash, but call it an insurance policy that your money will be there if it's needed in the short run. There's also ways to slowly add to the market, dollar cost averaging. If you're concerned about where the market is, add on a monthly basis, add a little bit and just keep growing it. Because really, it's there's some great companies out there and we're seeing them. And you know, as you know, Michael talked about earlier, the checkerboard is changing. There's a lot of great companies. There's a lot of companies that will be here in the future. And so we certainly suggest people allocate to stocks.
That's good. Well, listen, I got to take a really quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about the downside risk and, you know, as versus the upside risk right now. So we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
I want to give a shout out to a couple of my shows before I get back to my guest, Morgan Christian. There's an organization in New York. I want to give you guys a shout out. They're called talkradio.nyc, Talk Radio New York City. We're on that network. They do a great job because what they're doing is really getting the word out how to empower individuals during this time. There's also an organization called UK Health Network. They're in the UK. They're all over Europe. And when we do shows on health and vitality and fitness, UK Health Network broadcasts our shows out there. So I'd like to say thank you for that. And there's another show that we just got on. It's called Podopolis. Never heard of them before, but now they're coming up, and they are a gaming platform for podcasters. So Podopolis, P-O-D-O-P-O-L-O-S, or U-S, one of the two. You might want to check them out. They got a lot of fun stuff going on, so check them out too. All righty, I want to get back to my guest here. His name is Morgan Christian. He brings 26 years of investment management experience, and he is very knowledgeable in the markets. He's a CFA, a certified financial planner, CFP, and much more. Michael, or Morgan, gosh, I keep calling you Michael. I don't know where that's coming from. Morgan. Hey, okay, so, you know, what's, you know, I mean, there is, I had friends and I got caught myself, but we lost millions of dollars in 2008 and 2010, between 2008 and 10 in the market when it collapsed. How can we protect ourselves from that this time around?
Yeah, that's a great question because there's some things that look the same, right? We have in 2000, we had very few stocks taken off. They happened to be tech stocks. You look at the S&P 500, and it's led by really five companies, the big names out there. And so how do you protect yourself? You know, certainly if you've had some good returns in certain stocks, it's always smart to take some off the top. It's good to continue to diversify. I think a lot of people in 2000 just kept running those tech stocks all the way up and wrote them all the way down. So you made some money, take some off the table, start diversifying. If you took the top five companies out of the S&P 500 and you look at the other 495, they're down this year. In fact, some are down substantially. So look into areas, look into different sectors that have possibly haven't done as well. There are some great companies out there, dividend payers, a lot of companies in the healthcare arena that have very nice dividends, very good companies that'll be around. And so I would continue to diversify, continue to rebalance, and not let any one sector get too big.
Well, Marion, I got a few more questions for you, but before I do, I want our audience to know how to get a hold of you. So can you tell them that?
Sure. You can look at our website. It is spininvest.com, and that's spininvest.com.
Great. Thank you so much. Gold and silver. What do you think? I mean, it's been rising, you know, but should we be putting some of our money there? What do you think? What's going on?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. There's ETFs out there that trade on both of those. And the problem with gold and silver is they don't pay a dividend. And I get it as folks want to use it as an inflation hedge. And we generally say if you want to have some, a lot of times people want it as a form of trade or something like that if the dollar collapsed. And so we suggest possibly buying some coins. We don't sell those and we don't do those, but go and get some coins, get a few things, put it in your safe deposit box. We're not big fans of owning the ETFs of the gold and silver. It just tends to be more of a gamble. Is it going up? Is it going down? Is there inflation? Is there not? But over time, you look over the past 10 years, commodities haven't been a great area to be invested.
Yeah, over time, a lot of people are just sitting on it. So, right. Okay. Listen, you know, there is uncertainty in this time. And, you know, your best guess, you know, over the next let me do it this. The uncertainty is coming right now from a lot because of this election that's going to hit us. Okay. Democrats win. What do you see the market doing? Republicans win. What do you see the market doing?
Well, I think that the way the market is going today, they realized from the debate last night that it's either way, the market, I don't think, cares much. If you look at money flowing into the candidates, the money from Wall Street, big banks, brokerage firms, it's been pretty equal. The biggest concern, again, you can adjust for a Biden, you can adjust for a Trump. The biggest concern in the short run right now is the contested election. Market hates uncertainty. When that happened in 2000 with Gore, the market from election night to the concession speech, the market was down about 8%. So that the market hates uncertainty. It can adjust for everything else. That's the biggest concern. The election, who wins, is somewhat irrelevant to the market. But the if we sit there and it goes all the way to the Supreme Court, that's going to be very bothersome for the market.
That'll be bothersome for the market. And then once they resolve it, I guess we'll determine what the market does, right? You know, I do think that the market will react to, but you're saying they don't, but right. I think they're going to react to who's going to win. That's my opinion. You know, whether it be the Republican or Democrats, I think it's going to determine in the long term what the market does, but we'll see. We'll see. Time is... Yeah, what other factors are impacting this market right now that that investors do have control over to be aware of, be watchful of?
Yeah, I mean, right now this market seems to go up and down based on the next stimulus package or the economy opening. But also, interesting, I'm just writing we do a newsletter every month, and I'm putting some notes together for it. And it was interesting. September happened. What happened in September? Kids went back to school and football started. So where does that tie in? Well, all of a sudden the market dropped. In fact, we had one of the quickest drops in the S&P on record. I think it took 3 days for it to go into correction territory, which is 10%. So there's really a large influx of new investors with these Robinhood apps, these free apps, free trading, fractional shares. And so, you know, everyone was bidding up these big companies, your Teslas, your Apple, and all of those companies. And then also you had no sports. So everyone that was on DraftKings was now on Robinhood. They were betting in different stocks. So all of a sudden, September hits, kids went back to school, sports betting was back on. In fact, DraftKings, the stock was up 78% for the quarter. So we've kind of lost, it seems like some of those folks have gone away now. So, you know, people aren't as caught up in the hype. So some of those folks have gone back to work as gamblers or back in school. And we don't have that craziness. A lot of options were traded, a lot of things that shouldn't have been traded by the retail investor, and they've kind of gone away. So as individual investors, to not try to follow that hype when, you know, just trying to chase a Tesla, try to chase an Apple, just use sound financial principles and invest in things that are quality and holdable.
That's I think that's really good advice. Yeah. With uncertain times does come opportunities, but it also people tend to panic. They tend to make poor choices without the right financial advisors. So Morgan, tell them again where we can connect with you.
Sure. Our website, spininvest.com, spininvest.com.
Okay, good. Well, listen, I got to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and wrap up the show with both Morgan and Michael Seip. So we will be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you out to make a difference? Do you need results? Wasabi Publicity is the perfect PR team to help you take your message to the next level. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for innovative practices, Wasabi works with authors, speakers, and organizations committed to doing good in the world. Wasabi believes conversations change the world. Stories you share shape how you think, feel, act, and how you experience life. Ask yourself if your website, social media, and PR coverage reflect the stories you wish to share in the world. Are you making the difference you want to make? Do you have the results you wish to have? Ken D. Foster, Voices of Courage radio show host, says Wasabi is the best in the business, period. Schedule a complimentary PR consultation with Wasabi CEO Drew Gerber at publicityresults.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to wrap up this show. What a great show we've had. I believe that you've gotten some really good information from my two guests, and hopefully you will pass that information on to others that could really benefit by listening to this show. For those of you that would like to get our replays, you can get them at voicesofcourage.us. And for those of you that would like to give us comments or questions, just email us at viewer@voicesofcourage.us. All right, listen, I got a great question I'd like to ask both of my guests here. They're very knowledgeable on the and have a lot of experience, wisdom, and understanding of the world and the markets and what's going on. So, Michael, I'm going to start with you. I want to ask you one final question. What is your message right now to the world?
Well, I'm going to focus it into the entrepreneurial world because that's really where I hang out. So the world is a bit big a spectrum for me. So I'm going to focus on the entrepreneurial world. And that is this is a hugely distracting time. All of the noise, all of the upset, all the changes, all this stuff is really distracting. And so I think the thing that makes a business work really well and that we need to pay attention to right now is focus. And so the advice I have for entrepreneurs is pick your ground, pick the place where you're gonna bet is gonna work and stick there. Eliminate the distractions and just play your game. Figure out what that game is, play it with all your heart, and the probabilities of success are going to be a lot higher.
Awesome. Thank you, Michael. Okay, Morgan, I got that same question for you. What is your message to the world right now?
Gosh, Michael almost took mine exactly. You know, Ken, earlier you talked about your mind and in my world, the investment world, again, avoiding that noise. There's a tremendous amount of noise. And you know, Ken talked about focus. And for me, it's focus on what you can control. In the investment world, You can focus on when you retire. You can focus on what you earn. You can focus on how much you can contribute to an investment account. Stay away from trying to go after what your friends and neighbors are doing and not try to keep up. So mine would be just avoiding that noise and focus on what you can control.
I love that. I love it. I love it. And I want to thank both of you for being a guest on this show. Quite frankly, I'd love to have you both back because I think your message is really different. And I think it's a powerful message from the points of view that you both brought. So let's make that happen in the new year. That'd be awesome.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Take care. Thank you all of you for being part of this broadcast today.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.